Welcome to TanakhStudy.com. This is Jesse Salem, and together we are studying Sefer Yehoshua.
Yehoshua, Perek Yud Het. For the next few perakim, we will see the division of the land to the last seven Shevatim that didn't receive their land yet. If we remember, 2.5 tribes received their territory on the eastern side of the Jordan. Yehuda received his land. The children of Yosef, Ephraim and Menashe, received their land. In this perek, we will see Binyamin's territory. The reason for this order probably has to do with the fact that we just finished Ephraim and Menashe's land. Binyamin was the third tribe who encamped together with them, as we saw in Sefer Bamidbar, west of the Mishkan. So the Navi finishes off that encampment first, and then we'll move on to the other Shevatim. ויקהלו כל עדת בני ישראל שילו וישכינו שם את אוהל מועד והארץ נכבשה לפניהם. The entire congregation of Bnei Israel gathered together at Shiloh, and over there they set up Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting. They had to gather together as they weren't all in the same encampment. Some Shevatim had already started to settle their territories. Right, Yehuda, Ephraim, Nasheru, Ven and Gad all received their land already. Until now, the Mishkan was temporarily in the Gilgal. According to Hazal, it was there for 14 years. And now, they gave the Mishkan a more permanent home in Shiloh. According to Hazal, the Mishkan will be in Shiloh for the next 369 years. Ve'aretz nechbesha lifnehem, and the land was conquered before them. Vayivateru b'vnei Yisrael asher lo lakechu nachlatam shiv'ah shevatim. And it was left from Bnei Yisrael, who did not take their portions of land yet, seven tribes. Vayomer Yehoshua b'nei Yisrael, ad ana atem mitrapim, lavo lareshet et ha'aretz asher natan lachem Adonai Elohei Avotechem. And Yehoshua told Bnei Yisrael, how long will you be lax in coming and conquering the land that Hashem, your God, the God of your forefathers, has given you? The rest of Bnei Israel became comfortable with the encampment structure and didn't take the initiative to go fight and conquer the land that Hashem gave them. So Yehoshua speaks up. Havu lachem shlosha anashim lashavet, ve'eshlachem, ve'yakumu, ve'yitalechu ba'aretz, ve'yichtevu ota lefi nachalatam, ve'yavou elai. Choose for yourselves three people for each tribe, and I will send them. And they will get up and walk the land and write it up, meaning they'll record it, record its boundaries by tribal allocation, and come back to me. Yehoshua tells them, bring three people from each tribe. This could either be three from all 12 Shevatim, 36 people in total, or it can be just three from the remaining seven tribes, the seven Shevatim that are left, 21 people in total. V'yithaleku ota l'shiv'ah halakim, Yehuda ya'amod al givulo min negev, u'bet Yosef ya'amdu al givulam mitzafon, and divide it up into seven halakim, divide up the land into seven parts. Yehuda will stand in his border, he'll stand in his position in the south, and Bet Yosef will stand on their border in the north. Ve'atem tichtevu et ha'aretz shiv'a halakim v'havetem elai henna v'yariti lachem goral po lifnei Adonai Elohenu. And you, meaning these three people for every shevet, write up the land, record it to seven parts, and bring it back to me here. And I will cast lots here for you in front of Hashem, our God. And now we'll explain how we got to the remaining seven Shevatim. How so? Ki en chelek lalviyim bekirbechem, ki chehunat Adonai nachalato, vegad uruven v'chatzi shevet hamnashe lakichu nachalatam eved lirden mizracha, asher natan lahem Moshe eved Adonai. So how do we get to the remaining seven Shevatim? Because the Levim don't have a Nahala amongst you. Because they have the Kihunat Hashem is their Nahala. Their priesthood is their portion. And Gad, Reuven, and the half tribe of Menashe already took their portion of land on the eastern side of the Jordan that Moshe, the servant of Hashem, gave them. Vayakumu ha'anashim vayelechu, vayisav Yehoshua et ha'hodechim lichtov et ha'aretz lemor, lechu v'yitaldechu ba'aretz, v'chitvu otah, v'shuvu elai, ufo ashlich lachem gorad lifnei Adonai b'shilo. And the men got up, and they left. And Yehoshua commanded the people who were walking, who were going to write up the land, telling them, go and walk the land and write it up and return to me. And over here, meaning in Shiloh, I will cast lots for you in front of Hashem in Shiloh. Radak explains this whole pasuk. When the men first got up and they left, they were on their way going, and Yehoshua starts speaking to them. He says the following words. It was to hasten them, to get them excited for their mission. Vayelechu ha'anashim vayavru ba'aretz vayichtevu ha'le'arim l'shiv'a halakim al sefer vayavu Yehoshua el ha'machane shilo. And the men went, and they passed through the land, and they wrote the land up by cities, in seven portions, in a sefer, in a book, in a scroll, and they returned to Yehoshua, to the camp in Shiloh. Vayashlech lahem Yehoshua goral b'Shiloh lifnei Adonai, vayachalek sham Yehoshua ta'aretz lifnei Yisrael kemachlekotam. And Yehoshua cast lots in Shiloh in front of God, and Yehoshua divided up the land to Bnei Yisrael kemachlekotam, according to their divisions. Yehoshua here is credited with the Goral. But we know, as we saw earlier in the beginning of Perek Yudalid, and we'll see in the next Perek Pasuk Nun Aleph, that it was also with Elazar Kohen and the tribal leaders of Bnei Israel. And now for Binyamin's territory. Vaya'al goral mateh Binyamin mishpechotam, vayeseh gevul goralam ben bnei Yehuda uben bnei Yosef. And the lot for the tribe of bnei Binyamin to their families came up, meaning it was the first one to come up in the lottery, and the border of their lot went from in between bnei Yehuda and in between bnei Yosef. So Binyamin's southern border bordered bnei Yehuda, the northern border bordered Bnei Yosef, v'hi lahem gevul lifat safona min ha'yarden, v'ala ha'gevul ketef yericho misafon, v'ala bahar yama, v'hayu toseotav midbara bet aven. So we start with the northern border, and the border stretched from the northern corner, from the northeast, at the Yarden, and it ascended, the border ascended towards the slope of Yericho in the north, and it ascended the mountain westward, and it ended in the Midbar, in the desert of Bet Aven. It's interesting that we open up with Binyamin's northern border over here. All the other tribes until now, we always started with the southern border first. It could be that over here, we're starting with the northern border since we want to start with the border adjacent to their Degel, the Shevatim they encamped near. So we know Binyamin encamped near Bet Yosef, who is right north of them, right above them. So we're going to start with their northern border. Ve'avar misham ha'gevul Luza, el ketef Luza negba, hi Bet El, ve'arad ha'gevul atrot Adar, al ha'har ha'sheminegev le'bet Horon tahton. And the border passed from there towards Luz, to the slope of Luz south, which is Bet El. So Bet El is a little south of Luz, and it's in Binyamin territory. And the border descended towards Atrot Adar on the mountain that is south of Bet Horon Tahton. Right, so that is the northwest border. So all that's the northern border, that entire pasuk, and now we'll spin southwards and point out the western border. So Binyamin's western border did not reach the Mediterranean. They bordered Dan on the west. V'ta'ar ha'givul v'nasav לפעת ים נגבה, מנהר אשר פני בית חורון נגבה, והיו תוסעותיו לקריאת בעל, היא קריאת יערים, עיר בני יהודה, זאת פעת ים. And the border curved, it turned westward, and it headed south from the mountain that is facing Bet Horon, headed south, and it ended at Kiryat Baal, which is also Kiryat Yarim, it's a city of Bnei Yehuda, that is the western border. Right, so that takes care of the west. Now we're going to move over to the southern border. Ufat Negba Mikse Kiryat Yarim V'yasa Gevul Yama V'yasa El Ma'yan Meniftoach, and the southern side from the border of Kiryat Yarim, and the border went Yama, it went westward. So this is a little tricky, since if we're following along, we're right now on the southern border running from west to east, so we're actually heading eastward. Da'at Mikra explains that the southwest point is a little west of Kiryat Yarim. So Yama is actually going back on where Kiryat Yarim is situated, and from there, we head eastward along the entire southern border. Right? That's Da'at Mikra says, it's a little tricky, this pasuk. Ve'yasa el ma'ayan meneftoach, and it head and went towards the ma'ayan, the spring of meneftoach. All the places mentioned are the same ones that we mentioned earlier in Perek Tetvav by Yehuda's border. Just over there, we were running from east to west, and here we're running from west to east. And Yehuda, it was their northern border, and over here by Binyamin, it's Binyamin's southern border. V'yarad ha-gevul el kese ahar asher pene ge ven-hinom asher be'aymek refaim safona v'yarad ge-hinom el ketef ha-yvusi negba v'yarad ein rogel. And the border descended to the foot of the mountain that is facing ge ben-hinom, the valley of ben-hinom, which is in Emek Rephaim, in the valley of Rephaim in the north, and descended towards from Gebe Hinnom towards the slope of the Yevusi in the south, and it descended towards Ein Rogel. V'ta'ar mitzafon, v'yasa en shemesh, v'yasa el gililot asher nochach ma'ale adumim, v'yarad even bohan ben Reuven. And it curved from the north, and it went out towards En Shemesh, right, from the north, meaning from north of En Rogel, and it went out towards En Shemesh, and it went towards Gelilot, which is opposite Ma'ale Adumim, the ascent of Adumim, and it descended towards Even Bohan Ben Reuven. Over here, Gelilot, that we mentioned, this is the Gilgal mentioned by Yehuda's border. Ve'avar el ketef mul ha'arava safona ve'arad ha'aravata, and it went towards the slope opposite the Arava in the north, and it descended towards the Arava, meaning it's heading towards Arvot Yericho. Ve'avar ha'gevul el ketef bet hogla safona ve'ayu totzeot ha'gevul el eshon yam ha'melach safona el kesea yarden negba ze gevul negev. And the border passed towards the slope of Bet Hogla in the north, and the border ended by the tongue of Yam HaMelech in the north, which was at the tip of the Yarden in the south. So it ended right where the northern part of Yam HaMelech reached the southern part of the Yarden, where the Yarden spilled into Yam HaMelech. That is the southern border. And now for the eastern border. The Hayarden Yigbul Oto Lifat Kedma. And the Jordan would border it on the eastern side. That was the Nahala of the Bnei Binyamin with its borders around it to their families. So Binyamin is surrounded by Katefim, by slopes. We saw that word appear a lot over the past Pesukim. In the east you have Ketef Yericho, in the north you have Ketef Luza, in the west you have Ketef Har Yarim, and in the south you have Ketef Havusi, Ketef Mul Harava, and Ketef Bet Hogla. It reminds us of the Beracha that Moshe gave to Binyamin in Devarim Lamed Gimal, Yedid Adonai Yishkon Navetach Alav Chofef Alav Kol Hayom Uven Ketefav Shachen. And they will live in between slopes. So Binyamin is one example of them receiving a Nahala, and we see as they receive their Nahala that it's a lot of it came out to be based on Moshe's Nevuah that he had in Sefer Devarim, how he prophesied the Nahalot would fall out. It's not just Binyamin, other Shevatim as well. Now, for the cities of Binyamin, there are two areas that the Pesukim will mention here. The first will focus on the northeast of Binyamin's territory, and the second will focus on the southwest of Binyamin's territory. V'hayu he'arim levate Binyamin l'mishpechotehem, Yericho, u'bet Hogla, ve'amek Kesis. And these are the cities that Mate, the tribe of Bnei Binyamin, received to their mishpechot. Yericho is the city, Bet Hogla, Emek Kesis, u'bet Ha'arava, u'tzmaraim, u'bet El. Right, Bet El is part of Binyamin territory. Ve'ha'avim, ve'ha'para, ve'ofra. Ofra is identified as a city northeast of Bet El. Ukhfar ha'ammoni, ve'ha'ofni, ve'gava, arim shetem esre v'hatzrehen. Right, total of 12 cities and their villages. The next area will focus on the southwest of Binyamin's territory. Giv'on, ve'harama, uv'erot. Giv'on, this was the capital city of the Giv'onim, who formed a pact with Yehoshua. Binyamin gave the city later to the Leviim, as we'll see later on. Be'erot, we mentioned this city earlier as one of the Chivi cities under Giv'on's rule. Ve'hamispeh, ve'hakefirah, ve'hamosa. Mispeh is a city that comes up often in Tanakh and referred to in the times of Bayit Sheni. It's identified as Tel El Natsba, it's about 9 miles north of Jerusalem. Kefira, also mentioned as one of the Chivi cities under Giv'on's rule. Motza is the valley below Yerushalayim. Today it's on the road to Tel Aviv. You'll see the city over there, Motza. Verekem v'Yerpe'el v'Tar'ala. V'Sela ha'elef v'Hibusi hi Yerushalayim giv'at kiryat arim arba esre v'hatzrehen. Zot nachalat b'nei Binyamin l'mishpechotam. So you had Sela ha'elef, that's another city. And as mentioned in this pasuk, Yerushalayim is a big part of Yerushalayim. It was in Binyamin territory. The other part of Yerushalayim was in Yehuda's territory. Only later on, in the times of David HaMelech, did David himself unite the upper and lower cities to one unified city. And we also had in here Giv'at Kiryat. So Kiryat and Giv'at are two separate places for a total now of 14 cities in this area. Binyamin had a total of 26 cities. That sums up Nahalat Binyamin. Next perek we will see the last six Shevatim.